You are listening to the audio production of The Beautiful Business, an actionable manifesto to create an unignorable business with love at the core by Stephen Morris, published by Conscious Capitalism Press. This book is read by the author. Prelude. One of the things I've learned about being in business is that there are no set rules. There are no must-dos other than to survive, and even that's mostly a choice. Much of what business schools, business leaders, and business books teach is cut from the fabric of experiences that come through the trials and errors of doing business. Of course, there are loads of historical data harvested from successful and unsuccessful businesses that can and should be studied and learned from. But how one great company realized success or how some failed is not necessarily the right approach for your business. And it's no guarantee of success or failure. Just because another company succeeds or fails doesn't define your path to success or even your fulfillment. Life and business are a grand experiment, an open canvas, a blank page, an empty vessel for you to fill with your passions, drivers, desires, and dreams. It's all a journey into the abyss of what's possible. On the other side of surviving in business is a plain field of flourishing. It's the world of possibilities. As the term suggests, in this world, anything is possible and everything is waiting for you. While we may not call it that, it's the world that most entrepreneurs live and work in. This world is daunting for some and utterly creative for others. I invite you to see and treat the world of business, your business, as the experimentation that it is, a meaningful experiment in value creation designed to explore not only what's possible for your business and the people it serves, but what's possible for you. However, as you'll see within the chapters and the ideas that follow, this world of possibilities operates best when boundaries and a framework are installed for you to be creative. No business leader, no maker, no artist has a boundless world in which they work. Just as an artist needs to master the tools and techniques of the craft, the edge of a canvas, a motivating purpose to paint, and an audience to reach, a business leader needs a set of defined guidelines in which they can create their business, make decisions, and define success. When a leader defines their business's higher purpose, they begin that edge and direction-defining journey. We know there's a world of difference between a job, a career, and a calling. What's less discussed is the chasm one must cross to get from one stage to the next. For some, it's fine to stay in the job zone or the career zone. You can make a fruitful and happy life out of any job or career, but a calling is something else entirely. The same could be said about a company. The company that's operating for the money and money alone is a far cry from the business that's committed to a higher purpose. This is the central thesis to this book, an actionable manifesto for the business leader who wants to transition your business into a calling for you, your employees, and your customers. This book is for the entrepreneur who wants to live a life of wholehearted examination through their business. It's for the business person who is brave enough to shape a new reality that's worth shaping, one that evolves into a calling. It's for the people who are committed to living and working with a liberated heart. It's for the leader who wants an unignorable business that sustains itself from an inner force for as long as you can envision. One person in early comments about this book referred to it as the artist's way for business leaders. While I certainly don't claim the greatness or lasting impact of Julia Cameron's seminal book, I do align with this assessment in one fashion, that The Beautiful Business is intended to shine a light on a more vital way to think about and do business. It's a way to think about yourself as a gardener that plants meaningful seeds inside your business, and nurtures and grows them into a flourishing venture. It's a way of doing business that tethers a business leader's intrinsic higher purpose drivers to their creative applications.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?